www.mixcloud.com。
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Mostly politics in this second hour. Very interesting politics. We're going to wrap up the show, our last two segments, with Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. I tell you, as I mentioned in my descriptions, he, by his commentary, you're going to see why, in my opinion, he's one of the greatest Americans alive today. But enough of that. We're still talking economics. We're chatting again with Peter Grandich, Dan Oliver, Alex Letourneau from Kitco, Rick Ackerman, and Dr. Richard Postma. You know, Pete, when we were off mic, you brought up a really interesting point about the stock market. You know, your comment was the stock market is really supposed to represent ownership, albeit, you know, for the most part, a very slight ownership in a company. But we're getting away from that. You know, that, yes, theoretically, it's still ownership, but with all the damn government regulations that we have right now, with all the intrusion into the market that I personally believe exists on the part of the, certainly the federal government, we're kind of getting away from the true nature of what stock markets are all about. And the stock market in the United States, to a very large extent, is what made our country great. I want to pose this question first to a Canadian. What do you think about that, Alex?
Well, look, I'm there's no sense to be here on the bush here. I'm in my mid-20s. I haven't had near the experience that you folks have had. My experience coming into this market as a Canadian, as whatever, a young guy, it hasn't been very enticing. I mean, it seems, to me at least, when I'm looking to invest in something, I'm no longer investing in a company as a shareholder, as a working part of, you know, whatever I'm going to put my money into. It's always like, it seems like a cash grab or a quick flip or whatever. There's no sense of, I guess, of ownership, if you want to put it that way. So, I mean, I'd like to add more, but like I said, I'm a young guy. I haven't really experienced it all too much just yet.
Doc, I know you pay attention to the conventional markets and a lot of other stocks out there, and it's one thing that's really gotten me about 2013 is that fundamentals in the stock market have almost gone out the window, to the respect that we see Twitter come out with an IPO and the stock just skyrockets on revenues that are not that impressive. Is there any return to maybe these basic fundamentals that kind of touches on the fact that we are investing in businesses, so why aren't we paying attention to the cold, hard numbers that they are releasing?
It will eventually happen. I think even with the Fed putting money on their balance sheet, there's a point in time, there's always the old saying, don't fight the Fed, but I don't think there are any absolutes, and especially where there's not price discovery anymore, there's, to me, only so long that they can keep this thing levitating. If you look at profit margins and look at a chart of profit margins, they're at an all-time high, and they're going parabolic. And, but then you look at wages as a percentage of the economy, and they're at an all-time low. And you know, the discrepancies are horrendous, and I think there will come a time where we'll pay a real bad price for this again. And right now, companies with these low interest rates, it's like free money. They can buy back their shares. But they do have upcoming, a lot of them have upcoming notes coming due in the future. And if rates start to go up, then you're going to see problems with these companies.
Dan, you manage people's money, if I understand your background correctly, in addition to being involved in some educational issues. What are you telling people to do right now?
Well, you know, I was interested why you introduced this section of saying we're still in economics and politics comes next. I guess my question is there a difference in today's world? I mean, the politicians say they create jobs. I mean, really? I thought the private enterprise system did that. You know, this is Obama's, you didn't build that statement. And I think this mixture of politics and economics makes it very hard to navigate growing wealth, because, you know, having a good idea, working hard is no longer enough to get wealthy. You look at where the wealth is concentrated in this country. It's either around Washington, D.C., or it's around Wall Street. And Wall Street is not managing efficiently the savings of society. It is surviving off the teat of government. You know, every time the Fed prints money, a little slice of that goes to the big banks in New York. So unfortunately, I think that politics and economics have become intrinsically combined. And this is also why we discussed in our last interview, once you start the central planning process, if it gets more central planning, and I think that for this reason, I think QE is here to stay to infinity, because I think once they start managing it, they have to continue doing it at a higher and higher level. And so when you're managing people's wealth, you have to keep these things in mind, and you have to look at history and economics and say, how can I preserve my wealth, not in a free enterprise system and through fair competition, but either working with the government or betting for the fall of the government. And those are two different strategies you can maintain. Gold is the latter, obviously, and that's a more speculative position. But the safer thing to do, unfortunately, is to bet with the system, and that has worked in the past. And that works well, of course, until all of a sudden it doesn't.
Pete, you work closely with small and medium-sized businesses, and that's essentially what the United States of America was founded on, is mom-and-pop shops being able to go out there and succeed. But right now, it's a different climate for these companies, isn't it?
The environment that you hear from the bulk of business owners is that for several years now, at least through this administration and even back to the other, it's been very difficult because there's been no clear fiscal policy for years. Let's not forget that commerce is still based on laws and opportunities to do business, and it's been very difficult. You can start with Obamacare and work your way down and discuss a lot of things, but it's been very difficult for business to move. And when I started in the business 30 years ago, 86% of the trading volume on the stock exchange was individual investors, and by and large, they were buying because they wanted part ownership in a certain business because they thought certain things would happen and the price would increase. Now, by the largest of margin, the big volume that trades in the stock exchange now has nothing to do with fundamentals or part ownership. It has to do with what computers are saying, arithmetic patterns, and other things not related to what we used to do 30 years ago. So I think that stock market has changed dramatically and is no longer what it was originally set up and intended for places for people to go and buy and sell part ownership of businesses.
You know, Doc, I got to tell you, you and I are both about the same age here, and I think we're probably have the most gray hair, those of us that have any hair whatsoever, of anybody here. And I the question I would ask for you is, given what the environment is right now, I'll bet you're glad that you're a retired physician as opposed to a practicing physician in business, huh?
That's true. I've been in the medical field, started a couple of businesses, and one of them in real estate and another business about 10 years ago. And that's pretty much a sidelight because I have somebody running it. But I'll tell you, this environment today is totally different than it was 20, 30 years ago. And when you could buy a company and you could look at what they were doing from a revenue and standpoint and cash flow and many variables, and you could say, hey, I can put my money in that, and it's an up-and-coming product, and I probably can do well. But today, it's like a casino. When I get into the market now with a couple, three of these companies, I'll ride momentum, and then I'll get out because I'll look at my technicals and say, okay, I'll take what I got. But I'm not going to hold anything long-term at all in this market unless until these resource stocks bottom out, then I'll take positions that I'll hold for a long time, because ultimately I think the resource sector, depending on the dollar, along with gold and silver, will pay us back someday again.
I gotta agree with that 100%. Okay, in closing, before we get into our political discussions, I want to suggest a couple of things. Number one, Peter Grandage. Go to his site, check out his writing. He's very, very good, very prolific, etc. Dan Oliver. You want to learn more about Dan? Simply go to our favorite site section, click on the appropriate banner for Dan, and you got it. Alex Letourneau. He does some great interviews on Kitco. I have to tell you, there's one up right now that I find to be particularly interesting, dealing with silver. Check it out. Rick Ackerman, go to Rick's Picks. Listen to him every single day on our show. And the same holds true for Doc. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to be right back.
Our Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm going to be back here in segments 7 and 8 with Congressman Walter Jones talking about what we as a society can do to make things better. But we're going to, as kind of an introduction to that, we are chatting a little bit here with Glenn Downs, who is Congressman Jones' chief of staff. You know, Corey and I were chatting with Glenn, who's on the show every week, by the way, becoming a very important part of this show, about a little bit about what Glenn's feelings are and my feelings are about the agenda of President Obama. And I want to, before we turn Glenn loose here, I want to say that I don't have anything against the man as a human being, because I don't know him and I can't make a value judgment like that. I don't think anybody can, aside from people who are very, very close to him. But having said that, I'm on record as saying I really don't like his agenda, and I don't like where I believe it's taking the country, because I think that rather than becoming a nation of people who are attempting to help ourselves, we're becoming a nation of people who actually are going in the direction of being very, very dependent on, and I'll use the word big brother here. Glenn, what are your feelings about all of this, my friend?
Well, Al, I think you're exactly right. We are pretty deep into this now, and even people who would feel as if they were opposed to big government will find themselves dependent upon that big government they're not so happy about. Right now, whether it's Social Security payments, that sort of thing, Medicare, whatever you're directly getting from the government, but if those transfer payments to other people are, if you're not directly getting it, you probably benefiting in a secondary or a tertiary way. But in a more ominous strain of thought, you know, one of the problems is over the last, with the rise of technology and the surveillance state and just the routine dragnet of information and databases that are being built up on literally everybody, whether you are, there's a probable cause and supposed to, the Fourth Amendment's supposed to protect people from unreasonable search and seizure, and supposed to have, you know, go to court and get warrants and those sorts of things. Now there's just this dragnet being put out there, and if you overlay that with a sense that there are government or elements within government that do not have the best interest necessarily of the average citizen at heart, it's very chilling. And so I think we have this technology combination of a rise of a super state and the technology to really, if someone wants to throw the switch and really implement tyranny, it's pretty easy to know everything about everybody these days.
Glenn, one thing that really gets me about Obama, and I didn't know a whole lot about Obama before he had been in power for a little bit, and just seeing his policies, I didn't agree with them, and I didn't like the way that he was taking the country, and I didn't quite understand why. I just knew that I didn't agree with what was happening. And yesterday I watched this video that was recommended to me by Dan Oliver that's entitled 2016 Obama's America. And it really opened up my eyes to some of the influential people he had in his life, of him growing up. And he didn't grow up inside U.S. borders for very much of his life. Well, he did for a little bit, but that's when he was older. But when he developed a lot of his thoughts, it really opened up my eyes to say that, you know what, maybe he doesn't have what's best for America in mind. He's almost coming at it from almost a socialist type of standpoint, where he wants to help out some of these other countries where he spent more time in and where some of his family still resides. And to me, maybe this clarifies a little bit of why these policies he's putting in that aren't exactly focused on helping people inside the borders of the United States.
Well, we've sort of moved into this era of being in a post-constitutional America. You know, the rule of law has been breaking down for some time. And quite frankly, this didn't all begin with President Obama. It wasn't like everything was peaches and cream and the Constitution was being adhered to prior to President Obama, but I think things have been accelerated under his term here in office. And so now we have issues where for example, during the General Motors bankruptcy, if contract law was in the way of what the president and the administration wanted to accomplish, the heck with contract law. We had just yesterday, as a matter of fact, as we're discussing here, or 2 days ago, I guess, President Obama by fiat that if you were a, if you had your insurance policy canceled as a result of the Obamacare program kicking in, he was going to waive the individual mandate that people go out and buy Obamacare compliant policies for 2016. Which, I mean, in a way, hey, that's wonderful, but there's no authority under law to do that. He just did it. Now, President Bush had kind of started a lot of this off in a big way in recent history with these signing statements. He would sign a law into a statute had passed. He would sign it into law, but he'd have a signing statement that said, well, I disagree with this part of this law, and so I'm going to not adhere to it. And a lot of Republicans and conservatives kind of turned a blind eye to that because it was a Republican, at least nominally conservative president. And you have now, you have liberals, people that before would be, you know, at least civil libertarians that would be concerned about the rule of law and concerned about surveillance, turning a blind eye to Obama's abuses because he's their cup of tea. Well, meanwhile, the Constitution continues to be weakened and weakened and weakened, and you have the elected branch of government becoming more and more like the Roman Senate, where they just get together and bloviate. But the truth is, policy decisions are being shifted to non-elected and non-accountable bodies like technocrats at the Federal Reserve or people in the bowels of the Treasury Department or Justice Department bureaucrats that just simply decide they're not going to prosecute criminal violations in many instances. So it's not a good direction.
Well, I have to tell you guys, it's not a good direction, from my opinion, for a variety of reasons. Certainly not to discount at all what you're saying, Glenn, about the deviation that we're seeing here from the constitutional laws of our country. But I really believe, and I firmly believe this, that I think that for society to be dependent on the federal government or the state government or what have you is absolutely sinful, because it takes that dependence, takes away any desire for a human being to, for a lot of human beings, I guess I should say, to improve themselves. And I gotta tell you, I find that to be absolutely terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am chatting right now along with Corey with probably one of my favorite guests on the show. That's Congressman Walter Jones. You know, I had the opportunity in San Francisco when I introduced one of his good friends and colleagues, former Congressman Ron Paul, at the San Francisco Investment Conference. I had the opportunity to speak one-on-one for about 45 minutes with Dr. Paul, and I've got to tell you, Congressman, you got a real fan over there. Ron thinks you're, you know, just perhaps close to being a saint in this world.
Well, Al, he helped educate me. I give Ron a lot of credit for my thinking today that when I first went to Congress in 95, I went in there with Newt Gingrich and these others, and it was Ron Paul and his putting together what was called the Liberty Caucus, and we started meeting in his office once a week, and he'd bring speakers in, some people like yourselves and Corey, but and then some about foreign policy. So if I'm an advocate of the position of Ron Paul, then I'm proud to be a fan of his.
Well, he really is a good guy. There's no question about that. Now, I want to chat about something here that perhaps, you know, we're in the Christmas season right now, and I think it's very appropriate to talk about the direction that the country is going in vis-a-vis all segments of society, and I'm involved in an organization called Just Faith. It's an interdenominational organization that basically is concerned about helping people in the United States, helping the less fortunate people, etc. You know, and one thing that I'm really becoming aware of, and I really would like to get your opinion on this, but you know, as I learned from Dr. Paul years and years ago, the task of helping the less fortunate really shouldn't be in the government's back pocket. It really ought to be each and every member of society stepping up to the plate, don't you think?
Yes, I conceptually agree with that point made by you and Ron Paul. I will tell you, though, I have a district where I've got 22 counties, and three of the counties are what they call three. There are down at the economic bottom, so to speak, as far as per capita income. And I will say that there are people who abuse the system, and there are people who cannot help themselves, and that's through health issues or never having the opportunity. So I think there's got to be a balance. I would agree with the statement you, Ron, made, but the people who can give need to be encouraged either through the tax credits I'm a big giver, not in the way of money, but consistently to the Salvation Army right here in my home county, because I think that they get probably as much out of a dollar as anybody, and I'm sure there are other groups I don't even know about that you and Corey could say the same thing. But, yeah, I think it starts with the heart of the individual. I would agree with that.
Congressman, I come from a slightly younger generation than Al and yourself, I believe, and it's something that I think is important for young people to get involved in donating their time because, you know, we might not make as much money, but we do have the time and the energy to donate and give back. It's one thing that Al has really taught me because he donates his time. I started doing the same. What are some things that you recommend for young people to really start to give back that can really help this country?
Corey, I want young people to fully understand the policy issues and not say, well, the Republicans feel this way, so I'm a Republican. The Democrats feel this way because I'm an independent or be a libertarian. Understand the issues that made America great at one time that we have gone away from, and that is religion at the very top. I think that the young people that I have met, I feel very hopeful, Corey, and I don't know your age, I'm not even asking, but I believe sincerely that the young people see that America is in the 11th hour of a 12-hour clock. There is no 1 a.m., and I believe sincerely that the young people of this country are beginning to understand that those in Washington are not listening to the people back home. And young people need to understand that the responsibility of saving this country and changing this country is soon going to be in their hands.
You know, I don't see how anybody could not realize that. We chat with a lot of people, through our daughters, for lack of better terms, who are very late 20s, early 30s. And chatting with some of those people, I am starting to see a definite sense of responsibility among those people. Now, having said that, we're only chatting with one element of society. I can't really address the other elements of society. But I didn't mean to say that I don't think government needs to play a role. I agree 100%. I'm sorry.
No, I understand. I didn't take it that way as well.
Yeah. Congressman, how do you feel the government could, you and your colleague, could perhaps effectively address some of these problems we have in society?
Well, we all three know there's still a problem with abuse of Social Security, welfare programs. That needs to be addressed by Congress. Again, I thought we did a pretty good job when President Clinton was in office, and we had the House and the Senate, and that time Newt was the Speaker of the House, and we did pass welfare reform, and I thought that we were off to a good start, but now I can see that the system, maybe it's because of money, meaning, you know, the economy, more and more people have lost jobs and looking for help from a governmental agency. I think that in itself needs to be reworked to be more of an encouragement and not to be a handout. I think that that's just one small example. I think the whole issue of the community, and I will have to say this, you mentioned the interfaith group that you were part of, Al, and I know the churches here right here in my own county work together, all the different faiths and religions come together to do what they can for those who really are in desperate need through no fault of their own. We just need more of that, and I think that the government, the best way the government can help is to give tax credits to those who will do what needs to be done. And in the counties and in the cities, they know better, the churches do, of how to work together for the good of the people who are in trouble. And I think the government should not be dictating, but the government should be a partner, but it should not be a dictator of the policy. That should come from the people.
Congressman, I think you said something very interesting there, is that it really starts from the community, from the small towns that we're in, or even the big cities, but working in your local neighborhood. Do you think that the system as it is right now needs to take a step back and focus more on the individual communities that, say, you work in or that different congressmen work in?
Al or Corey, I do for this reason. I think that the current leadership in Washington, President Obama, they have done more to discourage, and I'm not just talking about the Affordable Care Act, I'm just talking about that instead of trying to really reach out and embrace the communities, that a better job could have been done and should be done. And I'm of the firm belief that the majority of people, they are those who abuse anything. We all know them, and I do too. But the majority of the people that I know who are in need of assistance would like to get a decent paying job, would like to be able to take care of their own family, knowing that they're not making the top salary in the community, but they're getting a good start. And I think anything that the government can do and the state can do is a two-state issue, in my opinion. I think that there are ways that we could be better stewards of God's word if we would just do a little bit more locally.
You know, I really appreciate what you're saying. I think it is absolutely the truth that we need to be better stewards, number one. Number two, I think it's also very important, and I want to get in on this on the second hour, because I'd like to get your views as to how people, you know, in your district, Hamill, this is the third district of North Carolina, what they do to roll up their sleeves and get out and make a difference. Because, you know, if all you do is throw the responsibility to some entity that nobody really even is aware of, we're not going to go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report here. Corey and I are chatting with, I would have to say, one of my favorite guests. I can't speak for Corey because he doesn't know the congressman, but I'm starting to get to know this gentleman pretty well, and I got a lot of time for people like him, Congressman Walter Jones of the 3rd District of North Carolina. Congressman, in your district, what are people doing? How are they rolling up their sleeves and making a difference?
Well, Al and Corey, I've seen more. I mentioned earlier before we started the interview that this week I spoke to the Kiwanis Club in my home county. It's called Pitt County. It's Greenville, North Carolina, the home of East Carolina University, and it's a county that's doing pretty well financially, and because of the university and the major medical complex, and most people got pretty decent jobs. Certainly not everybody, but These civic clubs, along with the churches, I think they're doing more now than they've ever done of really trying to find out where the need is. And they're working with the county leadership and that's, you know, social services and those groups, and really trying to go into areas where they've got children. And if there's any way to mentor the children to give them a chance to know that there's somebody who's not even a member of their family who's willing to spend some time with them helping the child read. A lot of these things are going on, and some of that's because we do have a university here and people are reaching out. But I'm seeing more of this from the churches and the community, the civic clubs than ever before. And I think that's the message when we started talking that you were making reference to the Judeo-Christian values of America that we have gone away from, but hopefully we're coming back to it. And that's the point of my sharing this situation with you and Corey, is that I really believe sincerely that the majority of people who are blessed are beginning to see I have a responsibility. No, maybe I can't change the world, but maybe I can make a step forward to change the world.
I find that interesting, Congressman, how you mentioned that the church is really active in those areas. And I actually went to university down in the eastern part of North Carolina. And
oh, really?
One thing I noticed, that the churches are very active and the people really get behind what the churches are doing. I remember I played on a sports team and we volunteered to help build some houses for these low-income families. And it's just a huge community effort that is all led by the churches. However, my question to you is, how can the government become more effective in these efforts and really, I guess, support the churches and the people?
Corey, I'll go back to what I said. The government needs to get out of the way. The government needs to empower the churches. It needs to empower the civic clubs. And the way that the government can be of assistance is to be a partner, but not a dominant partner. That's what happens with the federal government too often. It dominates, and it doesn't need to. It needs to let God's people move forward without any hindrance from the federal government.
You know, I think it's a really interesting point. The problem in my mind with the federal government, and I'm sure this trickles, I'm positive it trickles down to the state level, because, you know, I know a number of politicians here in Washington State, and I'm certainly not commenting about them,
sure.
But, you know, God gave us free will, and unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and unfortunately, one of the things about free will that's very interesting is if you are of a bent that all you care about is yourself and your career, and everybody else, you know, really doesn't make any difference, you're not going to do the right thing, and you're going to be firmly convinced. You're going to be so wrapped up, and I certainly, you know that I don't mean you personally or me personally or Corey personally, but, you know, there are those people out there, and unfortunately, I think we've got a lot of them in government, regardless of whether we're talking, you know, local, state, federal, what have you, who just simply don't care. You know all these folks. I know a number of them, but you know all of these folks. I mean, is that a somewhat accurate statement on my part?
I think it is to this point that I think that too many of the people that instead of understanding that being part of a bigger group can produce quite a bit of success, but you're still an individual coming to make the group become a team. A team can do so much. Because there is no I in the word team. It's T-A-M-E. And there's no I in spelling team. So therefore, we come together as a team, like a football team or baseball team or basketball team, for the good of our fellow man based on our Judeo-Christian values.
So, Congressman, you mentioned that the bigger group is really what helps everybody out here. And I would agree with you. You need a consolidated effort here where people are working together. But how can we develop these bigger groups, or where do these bigger groups come from? And I know you want government to play a side role in it, but supporting these groups is also crucial, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Al and Corey. I mean, we all in our own way. I can't speak for you gentlemen, but I'm sure that you do the same thing I do. I do as much as I can. That's a non-rich man, but a blessed man, and try to share just a small amount of money with different groups and with the hope that other people are doing the same thing. I think if we realize that we as individuals might not score the touchdown, but we as individuals working together might move the ball down the field so someone else can score the touchdown. Forgive the football analogy, but this is it really is the way I see it. And I think that there's more and more as our economic problems continue, and they're not going away. I mean, that's probably another show, but I think they're going to get worse. And that means that there should be more of the community and the individuals within the community, and they will, to pick up the fight. And they will. And again, I think Corey mentioned he had spent some time in Eastern North Carolina, and he's right. The churches can be small, the churches can be big, but they're going to do their part. They're going to do their part. And we need to empower those who want to do their part, whether they be a Christian organization or a civic club like the Qantas Club. Let's empower them. They will know how to move the ball forward.
I got one last question for you. You know, I was chatting with Dr. Paul about 7 or 8 years ago, and off the air, I was making comments about his desire to dramatically cut away government welfare, and I said, Congressman, I think you're going to have rioting in the streets if you try to do that. And he just, I got this big belly laugh out of the guy, and he said, "You're not very bright." And I said, "Okay, I'm not from Texas." But he said, "Don't you have any faith in your fellow man?" You know, and Congressman Jones, I'd like to pose that question to you. Do you think we should put more of our faith in our fellow man at this point?
Al, I think if we could elected president of the United States like a Ron Paul or Rand Paul or whomever, and I'm just throwing those names out, that really believes in America. I think Ronald Reagan did more to instill hope and excitement and pride in this country that we have been missing for a long time. And I think that it's going to take a true leader in the White House that is going to change the whole debate on rebuilding America, both morally and economically. I believe it can happen. I really do. And I would like to be here to see the journey begin. Well, if God wants me here when the journey ends, that's up to God. But I believe sincerely that after 3 more years and 2.5 years, whatever it is, of the present administration, that there's going to be someone to come forward that is going to be the uniter, to be the person that says, you, the American people, are the strength of this country, not your government. That's what's going to happen.
I have to tell you, we've only got 30 seconds left here, and I'm going to take the final word, and that final word is, I agree with you 100%. I think eventually somebody is going to come along, and I believe it's going to happen sooner rather than later, because I think more and more people are getting simply fed up with the direction that society is going in, sir. I really believe that. You know, and I have to tell you, I have all the time in the world for people from your parts of the country, because you know what it sounds like? You're hitching up your belts and you're looking at everybody square in the eye and you're saying, I'm going to do everything I can, and I want you all to join me. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.